time and costs spent on carbon reporting, leading to decarbonisation delays. 21st May 2024, by Elementary Content Team. 7 out of 10, 70% sustainability leaders believe that the time and costs spent on reporting admin has driven decarbonisation delay as resource constraints are hampering action on sustainability goals. Over half, 55%, say that too much admin is involved in sustainability reporting, with over a third, 37%, looking to outsource it. Sustainability leaders also say the volume of reporting is increasing pressure, with two-thirds, 66%, now publishing an external sustainability report that is separate to their annual report, as well as reporting to external regulatory frameworks. Mighty, the UK's leading facilities management and transformation company, has unveiled new survey findings revealing that the time and cost constraints from sustainability reporting are hampering progress towards sustainability goals for many organisations. Over half, 55% of sustainability leaders surveyed agreed that sustainability reporting requires too much admin, and over a third are considering outsourcing their reporting, as they think is a waste of time. Almost half, 46%, felt that their organization spends too much time on reporting, and a similar number, 45%, also said that too much money is spent on it. This is having a counterproductive approach, as 7 out of 10, 70%, said that the resources spent on reporting admin directly impacts their ability to action their sustainability strategy, which is in turn delaying decarbonisation. Specifically, 3 in 10, 32%, said they could better use these resources to develop their carbon reduction plans, whereas others would spend it collaborating with others in their industry to drive forward progress to net zero, 30%, and a similar amount, 29%, would use it to invest in nature or biodiversity. Almost a quarter, 24%, would also look to put this resource to good use outside of decarbonisation and would instead focus on giving back to the community or strike up partnerships with charitable organisations if less time was spent on reporting. Reporting volume reaches new heights. Sustainability leaders recognised that part of the pressure on reporting is coming from sheer volume, with two-thirds, 66%, of organisations now publishing an external sustainability report that is separate to their annual report, as well as reporting to external regulatory frameworks. This rises to more than 4 in 5, 83% of organisations that have more advanced strategies and have set and validated science-based targets initiative, SBTI, emissions reduction targets, aligned with the Paris Agreement. Over a quarter, 26%, now count the board and C-suite of their organisation amongst the stakeholders most likely to scrutinise their sustainability data, with nearly 9 out of 10, 88% of organisations producing reports for them regularly. Two-thirds, 66%, do this at least once every 3 months. Most have reporting software, but would switch to save time and money. In a bid to streamline reporting processes, four-fifths, 79%, have now invested in digital carbon reporting software. Yet the challenge of collecting data from multiple sources is still particularly laborious for over 3 in 5, 64% respondents. Almost half, 46%, have developed their software in-house, but almost two-fifths, 38%, said they would switch to a new software provider if it would help them to save time with, and over a third, 35%, saying they would switch to save money. Others said they would look elsewhere if there was a provider that could help them better prepare for upcoming legislation, 27%, and almost a quarter, 24%, would make the swap if they thought it would help them to make better decisions about their sustainability strategy, indicating appetite for expert advice and a full carbon reporting service rather than solely automation software. Despite the intense nature of reporting, close to one-fifth of respondents, 17%, admitted they still rely solely on manual processes when it comes to reporting, including Excel spreadsheets and hard copy. The cost to invest in software was cited as the biggest barrier to its adoption. In March, Mighty launched its new managed carbon reporting and reduction service, Emissions Intelligence, in partnership with Salesforce to empower organizations to be more confident in their emissions reporting, improve their efficiency, and increase the transparency of their progress towards net zero goals. As an experienced decarbonization partner, Mighty works with customers, including Lloyds Banking Group, Essex County Council, and Vodafone to deliver their sustainability projects and work towards net zero. The research surveyed 500 sustainability decision makers from UK organisations and was carried out by Opinium between the 9th and 23rd February 2024.